hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
No one has the balls to stand up like I'm doing right now.
Let's stop the crap already. We're all Americans. We're all equal. I don't see black. I don't see Asian. I don't see anything but American.
Welcome, everybody, to Bo Deedle's One Tough Podcast. It's getting close, 2 weeks away, until our lives hopefully will change. Hopefully it'll change with a blanket. And I'm not talking Republican or Democrat or Independent. I'm talking about change. And the only way we can change is by putting people from the State Assembly, State Senate, Congress, and the governor of New York State and a lot of other states around us, and get rid of this guy running over in Pennsylvania with the friggin' electrode coming out of his neck, Futterman running against my friend Oz. What a fool that is. And let's just stay right now with Snagglepuss. Now, we call her Snagglepuss because her teeth are falling out of her mouth. And also Empress Ming. Why Empress Ming? Her eyebrows. If you ever watch Flash Gordon, he had those high eyebrows too. I'm investigating if she's a relative of friggin' Flash Gordon's Emperor Ming. Okay, so let's talk about, before we talk about the debate last night, which I stood home, I bought some Chinese food. And I don't know if they were trying to poison me or not. I think I cracked two teeth on the ribs. I ain't going back to that joint. But I sat in my kitchen, which is part of the living room, and I listened to the debate last night. We'll get back to the debate in a second. But over the weekend, I was in Whitestone with our Lee Zeldin, our next governor, hopefully. I had my friend Rudy Giuliani's son, Andrew, spoke also. Zeldin, Esposito, and the next attorney general, hopefully, who I really like, Michael Henry, was there. I tell you what, this is the hardest working team. I noticed one thing about Lee Zeldin on Saturday night. He's unbelievable. I've never seen a candidate that works as hard as Lee Zeldin. He's losing so much weight. I got to make some of my sauce and macaroni to feed him because he's losing a lot of weight. You know what? What that's all about is his feeling about what he has to do. And then Snaggletooth Hochul there, Empress Ming, all of a sudden, she only wants one debate. And I understand why she only wanted one debate. And the guys that were debating against was this Errol Lewis. Not a nice guy. He's a low-ball interviewer. I remember when I ran for mayor, and he was in charge of the interviewer, me and Big Bird de Blasio. And the money I raised and put in, they had to have me debate. All of a sudden, we're there, and I was running for the mayor of New York City. And then all of a sudden, this regurgitation, Errol Lewis, shut my mic off when I started going after Big Bird de Blasio. And I started asking about his pay for play. For some reason, they shut my mic off. But they were a lot nicer to Lee last night. And I got to be honest with you, last night, Errol wasn't that bad, even though I still don't like him. The woman that was there was really good because she went after this play for pay. And again, my friend Errol Lewis, he couldn't moderate a kindergarten fight in the schoolyard, as far as I'm concerned. But we're going to go back to the debate. I want to talk about a couple other things first. And then all of a sudden, I heard my friend Andrew Cuomo on Cat's Friday Night Show. And all of a sudden, he's a crime fighter. Oh, we're going to go. Hey, what'd you do, dickhead, when you were the governor? Why didn't you do all this crime fighting then? Instead, you let that bail reform bill pass. You didn't fight it. So stop your bullcrap. Oh, you're going to come back? You sound like Hochul. Oh, what I'm going to do? Well, what'd you do the last 14 months, Hochul? Oh, there's statistics. And you ran some jive statistics about your Department of Justice. These are state-owned and run departments. And all those statistics, I'll give you some statistics. Like I always say, a guy locked up 108 times, 17 times this year, felonies, guns, and they're right out. So stop the crap. And then all of a sudden you talk about guns. Hey, when I last remembered, I've never seen a gun kill anybody. Whoa, but I did see somebody pulling the trigger of that damn gun. And again, we're worrying about where the gun came from, AR-15s and all that. Look it, I'm for banning a lot of these assault rifles and with these big clips too. That's my personal belief. But I'm not from banning firearms from good law-abiding citizens. And Snaggletooth, stay the hell out of it. And then once the Supreme Court had a law that was passed that people could get gun permits, you come out, Snaggletooth, and you say if you have a gun permit, you can't go to Times Square. If you have a gun permit, you can't go on the subway. If you have a gun permit, you can't go to school. If you have a gun permit, you can't go to a restaurant. That's when you need a gun. It's when you take the friggin' subway, Snaggletooth. I see. Oh, you went down to the subway. You see what it's like down here? I wish one of those homeless guys urinated on your those blonde muckabalunks, whatever those high heels you wear. Then you would know what it's really about. All of a sudden, you woke up 2 weeks before the election. You woke up and now you're a crime fighter? Saturday, I watch your act. You gotta be kidding me. People you think are dumb. And this ain't to all the Republicans, Democrats, or independents. This is to everybody out there. She's a fool. She thinks that you're a fool because you're a Democrat. She thinks that she's got all these people gonna vote for her. Is that really what I want? And then she says, perception is so much more than the crime. You tell that to victims. I tell my Democratic friends again and again, my liberal friends, look it, I'm sorry to say, what's going on in New York, it's only increasing. I think the crime's up 40% and the subway's 50%. Everything's up. Oh, excuse me. The murders are down 15%. You know why the murders are down 15%? Again, I always say it. Our great emergency workers, our fire department, the people that respond to these shootings, people are being saved now. People are being shot all over. Stop the bullcrap. Fear. That's what people have in New York. And it ain't a damn perception there, Snaggletooth. It's real. Now, all of a sudden, she's out there. And I listened last night. Let's still talk about that debate. The debate, all she talked about was guns. Guns, guns, and all she talked about was Donald Trump, Donald Trump. I'm sick and tired hearing about Donald Trump, all right? Personally, he had some really good policies for America, and nobody can knock that. I think people don't like his personality. And remember, I told you 3 years ago, I said to President Trump at that time, President Trump, why don't you back off a little bit with Senator McCain? Why don't you, like, say to his family, I was wrong. He was a true American hero. He was a true American hero. He was incarcerated in Hanoi for 7 years, beaten, broken arms. You know, my president said, and that's when I got kind of turned off. He said, Bo, who am I? I said, well, you're the president. He goes, I do what I want. See, this is the problem. And people say, oh, how do you turn your back on Trump? If Trump runs, I'll make my own decisions. But I don't want Trump to run for president again and divide our country more. I want someone to bring our country together. He's so divisive on both sides. I don't want love and hate. I want moderateness where people can feel good about who we have as president and not want to lynch him and all that kind of stuff. Look at him. Let's face it. Look at Biden. He stayed in his friggin' basement the whole year before becoming the president of the United States. Oh, he did become president of the United States. That just shows you how foolish people are. Why would you vote for a guy who's hiding in the basement, didn't want to talk to anybody, didn't want to debate, but he hid. And then he became the president of the United States. And then all of a sudden now, our biggest challenge right now, I tell people, especially, pick up the phones to your Democratic and liberal friends and say, look it, you or someone you know, or one of your loved ones, will become a victim of a crime. And what are you going to say then? So when you call Bo up at my Bo Deedle Associates at myinvestigations.com, and I'm going to ask you before I take the case on, who'd you vote for? If you tell me you voted for Hochul and she wins, I'll say, you know what? Excuse my back, I'll hang the phone up. You know what it's all about? We've got to band together. It's not a perception crime. Fear is not a perception. I'm scared crap. I had dinner with my 28-year-old son last week. He wanted to take the subway, and I had to beg him. I stuffed money in his pocket. Beg him, please, Take this Uber. Why do we have to be forced to take Ubers? We got a subway system that's supposed to be the greatest in the world. Now, all of a sudden, Hokel Schmokel there, Snaggletooth, comes up and says, hey, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have all the cops working overtime in the subways. Only problem, Snaggletooth, 4,000 are retiring. 4,000 each year. Let me figure that out. Bo's not smart. 4, 8, 12, 16, 20. So that means we have probably, in the next 3 years, we'll have 50% of the police department we have now. You're a fool! You're going to keep on overtime? You're a fool, Snaggletooth!
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Oh, my God. And when you watch Hochul's TV commercials, all she does is talk about Donald Trump, November 6th, January 6th, January 6th, Donald Trump, guns are killing people. Oh, really? It's Hokel, Snaggletooth. I never seen a gun jump up and shoot somebody. How about the guy pulling the trigger? How about your stupid bail reform? And you tell me you don't have enough evidence to reverse bail reform. Well, that's a foolish statement. And you know what? You should get your front teeth shaved down a little bit there, Snaggletooth, and get your eyebrows. They ain't your eyebrows. Those things are made-believe eyebrows, just like you, made-believe. Last night during the debate, I made sure I watched it. During the debate last night, my man Lee had her on the ropes when he's talking about the pay-for-play. He should have went right at her. He should have went at her about what happened in Buffalo, what happened with her husband getting that major contract up there, and another Fugazi billionaire. He was worth $5 billion until that deal came with the stadium. Now he's worth $7 billion. He made $2 billion since Snaggletooth became the governor. And then she gets this group over in New Jersey that are giving the testing kits, same testing kits as they have in California. But no, Snaggletooth makes a deal. She doesn't put it up for open bid. What does Snaggletooth do? Snaggletooth gives the bid for $637 million. And you know what that is? About $300 million more than we should have paid. And guess what? What my friend Lee should have said, well, how much did you get for that? I'll tell you how much, $300,000 into the campaign trough. And then all my real estate friends, my friends from Vornado, Steve Roth, everybody, all you got to do, she should have put one of those green visors on, Snaggletooth, as you're accepting the payoffs, pay for play, Snaggletooth, Hokel, that's your new name. And then when you tell me about crime, you don't know about crime. You don't know what crime is. You got to talk to the victims and stop worrying about the damn criminals. And if we have to build more prisons, that's what we got to do. We must make sure that we call up everyone we know, everyone, and we talk about that it is a must that we get everyone to vote. Across this country, and I listened to Mark Levin the other night. I love Mark Levin. I think he's one of the smartest people, besides my friend Bernie McGurk, of course. But I think Bernard McGurk was one of the smartest guys. But Mark Levin was talking on the radio the other day, and he scared the hell out of me. The people realize with our natural resources, all our energies, they don't want to open up fracking. They don't want the oil, our own natural resource. Look, I want my grandchildren to have a green world, too. One little problem. I've been to Beijing, China. You can't even walk around there. You need a gas mask. India, all the countries, Russia, every one of them are not doing anything. Us fools are going into a recession because, probably it's going to be a depression, because we don't want to drill our own energy. I got a problem with that. My thing is this. Let's turn green. Let's have a 30-40 year span where we turn over gradually and we turn to more efficient energy. And you know what? I don't think the nuclear stuff was that bad, okay? And it's more controlled now than it ever was. Nuclear energy, I still say, until we could get our hands around what the hell is going on in the world. But right now, we have around the world, we have issues. We have issues when we're running out of diesel fuel. We have issues. I mean, you could just see it in Germany. There's going to be some cold days for the German people. They don't have enough fuel oil for the winter. And we're going that way up here in the Northeast. Then you got that moron Fetterman with that electrode coming out of his neck in Pennsylvania running against odds. Oh, we don't want no fracking. We don't want no coal. We don't want... You know what, you big jerk? You know what? You live with your mommy. And you haven't been a man. You might be 6 foot six, but I think you got balls like a BB, okay? You're a punk. Oh, I'm so sorry, people, for getting angry. But I get really angry because I'm worried. I'm worried about our natural resources. I'm worried where people have to decide for either heat or food. I'm worried this recession is taking us apart. I'm worried about everything because I'm kind of on my back nine of the first 18 holes of my life. And I'm telling you right now, this is not looking good. The economy is falling so fast down. Interest rates are soaring. And Hochul doesn't care about it. Governor Hochul. Oh, here's what Governor Hochul. Okay, all the unions, you want to raise? Give me some money. The restaurant unions, this union, every union. Okay, and then my friends, the Tisch family, the Lowe's Corporation. Ooh, $250,000 with all my Tischies over there. Oh, okay, and what'd you get? I hope that Lee Zeldin wins, Tischies. And then you know what you could do? You could wipe your butt with all the money you gave Snaggletooth Hochul. It's a shame. It's a damn shame that our government now is pay for play. It's bad enough. In our federal government, the FBI is being used as pawns for political advantages. That sucks, okay? No, now, basically, what we're talking about. Oh, wait a second. I just remembered. Snaggletooth Hochul, Empress Ming, said we're going to put some more cameras and we're going to put some more care into our subways. Yeah, Hochul, tell that to someone when they're getting pushed in front of a train or when they're getting stabbed or when they're getting beaten or raped into the ground. You're a fool. What good is a camera when someone's being robbed or pushed in front of a train? It's after the fact. I passed by Manhattan State over there by Randall's Island the other day at nighttime. There was only a couple of lights on these. There's hospitals over there. There's facilities over there. Did everyone forget they built something there? We have plenty of facilities for the mentally ill. Oh, I forgot about it. All of a sudden, Snaggletooth says, oh, we're going to put 25 new beds for the mentally ill. Hey, stupid. You got 25 at one subway stop of mentally ill, stupid. So you're going to make 25 beds? Just shows you what kind of a fool she is. And watching her last night, all she could revert back to is Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. You're not running against Donald Trump, you fool. You're running about a man who is still in the military, and he gave our service to our country, and he's still giving service to our country. A man that became an attorney at 23 years of age, one of the youngest attorneys ever, Lee Zeldin, a good family man. And then, you know what? It went off the board. He told it because it was all about the abortion thing. And he said it. And I believe him. He's a man of his integrity. And he said it. I will not change anything with the abortion. So, Snaggletooth, why don't you take it off your slate? Because there's nothing to do with it. And stop those lying damn commercials there, Snaggletooth. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry how I get angry. But now it goes back again. And I'm looking. I'm just reading. 4,000 cops gone. I think we're down, holy mackerel, I think we're down to about 33,000 cops right now. Out of full force, I think we're up near, we were near 37, 38. But we're losing them. We're losing them all. I talk to cops every day. All they want to do is get the hell out of this city. And I'm telling you right now, if this Snaggletooth Empress Ming Hochul wins again, I will guarantee you. And Lee pushed this to her last night during the debate. Why is so much of a percent of New Yorkers leaving? I guess they're happy with the state, Hochul. You showed us what you got the last 14 months. You did nothing. All you do is ask, well, when if I get reelected, when I get reelected, I take that in a way a lot. When I get reelected, what I'm going to do is I'm going to relook at the Beowulf form. How about looking at it now? Not 2 weeks before the election, you fool. And I hope you listen to my podcast, because I tell you right now, Hochul, I don't like you. I don't like you because you're a liar. You've lied to the people of this state, and you continuously lie. And the poor people, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Jewish, Asian, Italian, German, anything out there, my Hispanic friends, that's what's going to trick you up. Because my Hispanic friends, they're good family people. They see through your facade, you snaggletooth woman. They see through it. And you know what's going to be? The big surprise in 2 weeks is going to be this snaggletooth. The Hispanic vote is going to go, dun, 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 dun. Come on board, my Spanish friends. You love family. You love safety. You love your families. Vote for Lee Zeldin, everybody out there. Let's get this guy. Let's get this show on the road. And I tell you what, I might even come out of retirement again to help Lee. And Snaggletooth, all I say to you is, when Lee gets in there, you know what I want to do? Hold on. I got a better idea. I got a better idea. Here's my idea. If Snaggletooth loses and Lee gets in there, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come on board, and I hope Michael Henry wins as the Attorney General, because I want to come back. I want to come back as one of his chief investigators, Michael Henry. First target is going to be Empress Ming Snaggletooth with your pay for play. Second target, revisit Big Bird de Blasio with his wife Charlene with all the money he stole. Let's start to play, baby, and you'll have Bo over there. Give me just two guys. I don't need more than that. And we'll start indicting these people for pay for play, corruption, grand larceny. This is what we got. Is that really what we want in our great state of New York, in our great city? And my friend, and he is my friend, Eric Adams. I'm still waiting for him to have a big meeting about my idea about the federal gun laws that are on file right now. If you're a convicted felon right now, I think New York State is part of America. There's a federal law that we could charge these little crumb buns who are convicted felons. When they get charged with a gun, they could be charged federally. We could prosecute them in the Southern District or the Eastern District. And that's a minimum of 10 years. We could put them behind bars. Why ain't we doing that? I told this to Eric. I tell it to everybody. I told it to Lee. And I know darn well, as governor of New York, Lee Zeldin will back me on this federal gun law. And then all of a sudden, you'll see all these illegal gun-carrying mutts diminished, whether they'll be put in jail or they'll be put out of commission, or they're going to be a little scared to carry the gun. Again, we're not about criminals and supporting criminals. We're about supporting the people, the victims. And my heart bleeds every time I pick up the paper or listen on the radio what's going on in my city. That's why I ain't moving out. I'll haunt you, Snaggletooth. I'll haunt you until you lose this election. And I want everybody, pick up phones, call people in your family who are Democrat, Independent. You don't have to call the Republicans. I hope they're going to vote. And I hope they're going to come out in droves. But again, I apologize to anybody who I offended in any sense of way. But again, if you need Bo, you can get me at investigations.com, www.investigations.com. That's investigation with an S. Or you can call my office, 212-557-3334. Need armed guys? I got plenty of cops because they're leaving in droves. And you know what? I'm hiring them. And if you need a good cop, retired cop, we'll give you a couple of them. And you know what? He should have a gun, or she should have a gun on him. Again, thank you for listening. And remember, my Bo Deedles true crime story, listen up. We've been getting 40,000 people listening to it. We got some real exciting ones coming up. Can't tell you about what, but it'll be in the can in a couple of days. Thank you, everybody. Please, 2 weeks, please, please, let's take Snaggletooth Empress Ming out. God bless everybody and their family. Love you guys. Bye.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, Anacool, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.